Hello. I have a little helper with me today. All right. Thank you all for welcoming me here to talk to you about vegetable gardening. My background in plants starts with a degree in landscape architecture from the University of Idaho. I also worked for 3 years at Crossroads Nursery doing customer service and design for their side business, their landscaping business. I am a practicing landscape designer now for 11, 12 years. I am now on year 5 with my own raised bed garden, veggie garden, here in Moscow. I think it's helpful to talk about why we garden. Lisa did a great intro on that, I think. I am a plants person. I love tidy beds that I can pour water onto and watch beautiful and tasty things come up out of the ground. I love being outside in the summer, especially at dusk when it's cooling down outside and everything is sleepy and just waking up from the hot part of the day. My kids love the garden. They don't particularly love to garden, but they love the garden. They love helping me dig potatoes and collecting every little purple gem out of the dirt. I love seeing my boys pause a game of Hunt the Wildcat to pull up a radish and just start chomping away without worrying about the dirt or bugs or anything on it. And tastier food. I'm not a big organic or non-GMO person or anything like that, but it just tastes better. It's a great way to be able to enjoy God's creation, I think, on another level that most grocery store produce will not afford. You can have sweet, crunchy carrots. You can have juicy, hot, sweet tomatoes fresh off the vine with some salt. Crisp sugar snap peas. Crunch in your mouth, and fresh herbs at your fingertip just outside your back door is just such a great thing to be able to enjoy. Now I will go through my top 10. These are the ones that I have to have in my garden each year. These are the ones that have made the cut every year for me and that I really enjoy. Number one is tomatoes, and I'm going to talk about it in conjunction with peppers next because they like to grow the same way. I plant them in early May, so right now, and just be prepared to protect them from late frosts. They both really, really love heat, and pots allow for great heat and help to extend your growing season. I have all of my tomatoes in big plastic pots along the south face of my garage, and they do really well there. My peppers are on a concrete paver patio, also south facing, and really well there. And kids love the peppers and the tomatoes. They'll just go out there and grab a pepper to snack on or throw it in their lunch bag for the next day. You're in trouble. So utilize the hottest exposure in your yard for those tomatoes and peppers because they'll really love it and thrive that way. Number three is herbs, not technically a vegetable, but they do really well in pots, so if you have limited space, they are a great option. They're also a real money saver, especially when you only need a little bit and you don't want to go to the grocery store and spend $2 or $3 on a package of herbs, plus they just taste better and they're fresh that way. Number four is sugar snap peas, which we love, and they're super easy. You grow them on a trellis, and you don't have to buy a fancy trellis or anything like that. You can use wire or something. I go down to the willow trees by the creek behind our house and grab some branches and stick them in the ground and tie them together, and that is sufficient for them. They add a great vertical interest to a kitchen garden, and they're a lot of fun in the early spring. And again, the kids love them. They just camp out around it and eat away. Can't stop them. It's great. Number five is carrots. They are an all-season winner and producer. I love their consistency throughout the growing season. I plant them March through August or even beyond if you want to tackle a winter garden and protect them through the colder months. every year in the spring when I dig up my beds, I always find a few stragglers still there, still orange, still going strong. So they're a very hearty winter for me. And again, my kids love them. They bring me bouquets of carrots. And so we have to serve them up quickly with some dressing or figure out a way to incorporate them into dinner, which is always fun. Number six is radishes. These are super easy and quick. I think they're about 4 weeks from planting to harvesting. These, I am not a huge fan of radishes to eat myself, but my kids love them. As I mentioned earlier, my son will just go out there and pull them out, and if I don't really like them, then I don't care so much that he just pulls them all out of the ground, so that's just fine. A favorite variety of ours is the pink punch. It doesn't bolt, it doesn't get super big really fast or get bitter or anything like that, and it's a really fun hot pink variety. Lettuce is also super easy. You just kind of throw the seeds on the ground and pick it when it comes up. I like to seed it in early spring and early fall. I try to avoid using it too much in the summer, partly because it tends to bolt before I can get a chance to harvest it and use it. Plus, in the summertime, you'll get a lot of bugs that will like the shade of the cool leaves, and then it just takes a long time to wash them off before you eat them, and that kind of takes away from the magic of it all for me. Number eight, potatoes. I think they're super easy because in May, I just go into my pantry and grab whatever potatoes are sprouting, and I cut them up and throw them in the ground and put dirt over them. There are a lot of methods for growing potatoes. You can do the chicken wire cage tower thing, or you can do rows and hills and stuff like that, or raised beds. The basic principle is that you just keep covering them with dirt as they grow. So you want to cover the lower branches so that they will send out roots, and then you'll get more potatoes growing off of those. Number nine is green beans. I love fresh green beans. I think these are one of my favorite things coming out of my garden. Saute them with a lot of butter and salt, and they're just delicious. I prefer bush beans over pole beans, partly because my pole beans just never look as amazing as my aunts do down in Oregon. My neighbor gave me the great tip of using purple or yellow wax beans so that they're easier to see for harvesting. Most of them tend to still cook up green, so you don't get the fun color variation in cooked beans, but it makes for easier harvesting, which is handy. And number 10, zucchini and pumpkins. I think most people assume or take for granted that zucchini is really easy to grow. It actually is not the easiest thing for me to grow. I think it's because I tend to baby them a little too much. I talked to Alberta Eric, and she said that they just throw their seeds in the ground and let them go pretty much. So that's what I'm going to be doing this year, is trying to ignore them a little bit more. But I direct seed in early June when it's nice and warm. I don't bother starting with seedlings or anything, because having tried it in the past, I found that the direct seeded plants actually grew faster than the seedlings. And homegrown pumpkins are super fun, and they're a great way to ease that transition out of the summer, the abundant summer growing season, and into the fall. Yeah, I know, it's not fun. On the handout that I put on your table on the back, I gave a couple of resources for gardening info, asking people that you know or who have wonderful gardens is a great first step. There's also a Gardeners of the Palouse Facebook page, which is helpful. I also put my gardening blog on there in case you are interested in starting from seed, because that can be super fun and a big money saver if you want to grow a lot of plants. And there's a tutorial on there for what has worked for me, a way to do it. He's so funny. That kind of my trial and error, so you can see what I've tried and what has not worked for me and what has worked for me. I would like to encourage you all to try gardening in whatever home or yard situation you are in. even a pot or two outside your door with some tomatoes in it if you're in sun, or some herbs in it if you're in a little more shady spot, can be really rewarding and is great if you don't have the space or the time for anything else. I have been a gardener for a long time, but I've only had my own yard for, I'm going on 5 years now, and but I had a lot of apartment patio gardens with things in pots, and they did fantastically. So I think that there are a lot of ways that you can garden without having your own piece of soil necessarily. And that is it. I hope that this was encouraging and hopefully even a little bit inspiring, and that you all go out and plant something new.